This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. A tailings dam break Monday at a British Columbia copper and gold mine could threaten Southeast Alaska salmon fisheries. That's according to critics who say similar dams closer to the border could suffer the same fate, polluting Alaskan waters. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld has more.
Monday morning's dam break took place at the Mount Polly mine, about 400 miles southeast of Ketchikan. Observers estimate enough water, mud, and rock to fill 2,000 Olympic-sized swimming pools escaped. Emergency officials warned downstream residents against drinking from affected waterways. That includes salmon-rich tributaries of the Fraser River, which empties into the Pacific Ocean at Vancouver, B.C. Brian Lynch of the Petersburg Vessel Owners Association says some of those fish swim north.
The United States has a harvest sharing arrangement for Fraser, sockeye, and pink salmon through provisions of the Pacific Salmon Treaty. So any problem associated with salmon production on the Fraser will affect U.S. fishermen.
The Mount Polly mine's owners did not respond to a request for comment. Their website says the mine is not operating, and they don't know how long repairs will take. A half dozen or so similar mines are planned for northwest British Columbia, close to the Alaska border. Guy Archibald of the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council says they all plan to store tailings, which contain acidic rock and toxic metals, behind dams similar to the one that broke.
They're all basically the same systems. They have to comply with the same regulations and design criteria.
Archibald and Lynch are especially concerned about the Kerr Sulphurets Mitchell project under development about 20 miles from the Alaska border. KSM will store tailings behind dams upstream from the Nass River, which ends just south of Alaska's border with British Columbia. Environmental Affairs Vice President Brent Murphy says it's not the same as the Mount Polly Dam.
The design of the tailings management facility is such that water will not be standing up against the crest of the dam. Any ponds will be at least kilometers away from the crest of the dam.
The Mount Polly break happened after heavy rainfall and increased production added pressure to the dam. A water storage dam is planned upstream from the Unik River, which enters the ocean northeast of Ketchikan. It would be part of a system treating acidic water from mine pits and tunnels. Murphy says it's designed to spill extra water rather than hold it beyond capacity.
And that contact water would have characteristics that is very similar to the water that is currently flowing naturally within the Sulphurets Unik River system.
KSM's plans have been approved by provincial and federal officials in Canada. Lynch of the Petersburg Vessel Owners Association says the Mount Polly Dam was too.
This was really not only an obvious tailings dam failure, but it appears to be a regulatory oversight failure as well. And that's what we want to prevent on any mines that are going in on the transboundary systems.
The Mount Polly mine is owned by Imperial Metals. The Vancouver-based corporation plans to open the Red Chris mine in the Stikine River watershed this fall. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting from Juneau.
A grant from the Environmental Protection Agency will enable the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium to study climate change and contaminant shifts in the Bering Strait region. The researchers will look at how contaminant shifts could affect human health in rural communities and develop an adaptation plan. Much of the focus is on traditional foods. ANTHC will receive $888,000 as one of six organizations to receive an EPA grant for environmental health research, the agency announced July 23rd. Two fishermen recently learned that commercial trawling out of season, even by a single day, could cost them dearly. KCAW's Greta Mart reports the captain and crewman of the fishing vessel Chief Joseph pleaded guilty in a Sitka courtroom last week to charges of fishing during closed season and unlawful possession of fish. Judge Leonard Devaney sent the vessel owner, Jeffrey Angelo of Samoa, California, to jail for 5 days and ordered him to pay more than $6,000 in fines. The crewman, Alec Hurst, received a suspended jail sentence and a $1,500 fine. Alaska Trooper Sergeant Aaron Frenzel said yesterday cases of preseason fishing such as this are relatively rare. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.